weeks, a lot of things happened.
过去的两周以内发生了许多的事情。
Sometimes there's a tendency to disturb the peace within us.
时常的时候有一个趋向就是要来搅扰我里面的平安。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
This song says, love with everlasting love.
这首诗歌所唱的是以永远的爱。
As my God and I shall be, I'm His and He is mine.
无论怎么样，我都是他的，他也属于我。
You know, we live in a world of moil and problems.
我们现在所居住的时代是一个非常混乱的时代。
Sometimes it's becoming very personal.
有的时候就会变得就是很针对自我。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
I'm His and He is mine.
感谢主，我是属他的，他也是属我的。
How about let's sing just verse one again?
让我们再来唱第一段。
I believe everybody can memorize that.
我相信每个人都会记住它。
Love with everlasting love, led by grace and love to know, Spirit speaking from above, Thou hast taught me it is so, Oh, this full and perfect peace, Oh, this transport, all divine,Love that can assist, I am His and He is mine. In a love which can assist, I am His and He is mine. Okay, let's turn our Bible to 1 Peter chapter 4.
让我们翻到圣经彼得前书第四章。
Let's read beginning from verse 7 to verse 14.
让我们来读彼得前书第四章第七节到十四节。
I'll read it first in English, and our sister will lead you in Chinese.
我会用英文读，姊妹会与会众一起用中文读。
But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sin.Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man had received a gift, even so minister same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in things may be glorified, Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion,Forever and ever, amen. Verse 12, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of GodRested upon you, on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified.
彼得前书第四章第七到十四节，会众一起读。万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。因为能遮掩许多的罪、你们要相款待不发怨个人要所得的恩赐彼此服侍做神百般恩赐的好管家、若有讲道的要按着神的圣言讲若有服侍人的要按着神所赐的力量服侍、叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀、原来荣耀权柄都是他的直到永永远远阿们、亲爱的弟兄啊有火炼的试验临到你们不要以为奇怪似乎是遭遇非常的事倒要欢喜因为你们是与基督一同受苦使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐、你们若为基督的名受辱骂、便是有福的、因为神荣耀的灵常在你们身上、
Okay, let's turn also to 1 Corinthians chapter 13
让我们一同翻到圣经 哥林多前书第三章。
Verse 4 to 7.
第四到第七节。
It's very familiar verse.
这是大家非常熟悉的经节。
Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
哥林多前书第十三章四到七节，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不逆发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱永不止息。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一
段。Lord, this morning, as we come to your word again,
主耶稣，早间我们再次来到你话语当中。
We pray that your spirit anoints us.
我们恳求你的圣灵来膏抹我们。
Anoint our mouth that we speak forth your word.
膏抹我们的嘴唇，当我们在讲你的圣言的时候。
Anoint our ears that we listen to your word.
膏抹我们的耳朵，当我们在听你的话语的时候。
Lord, in this crooked and perverse generation.
主耶稣，在这弯曲悖谬的时代。
In this world of darkness.
这些话在黑暗当中。
Lord, we need your word to guide us.
我们需要你的话来指引我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
愿你恩待我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Last time I'm here, I share with you concerning the all-inclusiveness of the death and resurrection of Christ.
上一次我与会众一起交通的主题是在主的死和复活里面都包容万象。
No, the death and resurrection of Christ is the focus of the entire Bible.
整个圣经的焦点就是基督的死与复活。
Even though it spoke a lot of prophecy, teaching, so on and so forth.
虽然圣经里包括了许多的预言，还有讲道，以及诗篇。
Yet it's the focus still the cross of Christ.
但是圣经的焦点却是神的基督的十字架。
A brother once said.
有一个人说，一个弟兄说。
God has an eternal purpose.
神对我们有永远的旨意。
And this purpose is written in Ephesians that all will be what under Christ.
就像在以弗所说里面，圣经以弗所说里面，所有的都在基督里。
But the way to achieve this goal is through the working of the cross.
但是能够达到这个目标的唯一的途径就是神的十字架。
Because the cross not only forgives us of our sin.
因为藉着十字架，我们的罪得到赦免。
This morning, as we have the Lord's table.
今天早晨，我们在神的饼杯面前。
We see clearly that through this death and resurrection, we have peace in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看得非常藉着耶稣基督的死和复活，我们来到父神的面前。
As the Bible tells us,
正如圣经上所讲
，Who once we are afar off was brought near through the blood of Christ.
我们曾经远离神的人，藉着耶稣基督的血得与神亲近了。
In other words, we have peace with God.
换句话说，我们与神已经和好了。
When the Lord said, "It is finished," the veil was torn away.
当神基督说这一切都结束了，成了的时候，这个幔子就已经被裂开了。
And not only that, our sins have been forgiven.
不仅我们的罪得到赦免。
We have eternal life in Him.
我们在他里面有永远的生命。
The Bible tells us, everybody is so familiar that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
大家都非常熟悉，在圣经上讲的，凡信他的都不会灭亡，反得永生。
And through his death and resurrection,
藉着他的死和复活，
we are brought back to God's eternal purpose.
我们被带回到神永远的旨意当中。
That we will be that person God wants us to be.
我们就会成为神心意当中所要成为的人。
That we might be his testimony on this earth today.
我们就会世界上做他的见证。
Yes, indeed, we are not yet full form.
但是确实是我们没有完备改变。
But we are on the way going that.
但是我们是在制作的过程当中。
As the scripture said,
正如圣经上所说的
when he comes back,
有一天当他回来的时候
we shall be like him.
我们就会像有他的形象。
And we shall see him as he is.
我们就会看到他的形象。
And his death is a substitutionary death.
他的死是代替的死。
It is so, we are so grateful. Because he died, we don't need to die.
我们是如此的感恩，因为他死了，我们就不用再死。
And hallelujah.
赞美神。
His death and resurrection declared his victory over the enemy.
他的死和复活就向仇敌夸胜了。
We no longer under the bondage of sin and death.
我们不再被做死和死的奴隶。
Rather, death, sin, and Satan has become his captive.
他已经掳掠了死和仇敌。
And he declared them what powerless.
他们死和仇敌在他面前是无没有权势的。
And in verse 22 says he's sitting at the right hand of the Father.
在二十二节说他与父他坐在父神的右边。
Lord of all.
他是万王之王万主之主。
Yes, it seems things in this world are not happening to us, you know, as we wish it should be.
是的，这个世界上的运转不照着我们的心意去行。
But it seems like Peter told us.
但是彼得却告诉我们。
Cool down.
安静下来。
Be at peace.
有平安
He's in control.
他还是作王掌权的那一位
Everything is going on as scheduled.
所有的事情都照神的安排在进行
So today what should we do?
但今天我们要做什么呢
We should live not according to the will of the Gentiles.
我们不要做外邦人的行为而行
But we will walk according to the will of God.
我们要照着神的心意而行
For what purpose?
为什么呢
Not only we will be transformed.
不仅我们要被改变容形。
And not only will be his testimony here on earth.
我们不仅要在地上作为他的见证。
But because he is coming back.
因为他要再来。
Because it's, verse 7 says, but the end of all things is at hand.
因为第七节说到万物的结局近了。
You know, I just want to say a little bit more concerning the cross and the resurrection of Christ.
我想再要就神的死十字架和复活再讲一些。
I feel like I haven't, you know, brought out my, the fully...
我觉得上一次我还没有把我的负担交通出来。
You know, the cross, the death and the resurrection of Christ.
你知道神的死和复活。
Is the solution to each and every problem of the church today.
是我们教会所面临的每个以及全部问题的答案。
You know, you can see the church in Corinth as an example.
大家看看教会就教会的群体来说。
No, 哥林多教会。
哥林多教会 ，sorry，
is the most gifted church.
是最有恩赐的教会。
And they have the gift of speaking, prophecy, tongue speaking, whatever you want, it's there.
他们所有讲到的、会说方言的、所有的恩赐都在他们的教会里面可以找着。
And they are served by one of the most best co-workers.
他们里面有最好的、世界上最好的同工之一。
Paul was there.
保罗。
Peter was there.
彼得。
And Apollos was there.
亚波罗。
What more do you want?
你还要谁呢
？Yet the church in Corinth is the most problematic church.
但是，哥林多教会本身却有很多的问题。
All the sins of adultery.
有包括淫乱的问题。
Sins of division.
纷争的罪。
Brothers and brothering them to court.
弟兄把弟兄送到法庭上。
It just bring prove one point.
只是证明了有一点。
You might be so gifted.
你也许很有恩赐。
You might have the best co-workers.
你的有许多好的同工。
But it will never solve the problem of the church.
但是这些都不会解决教会所面临的问题。
That's why Peter, Paul said.
这样保罗就说。
I determined to know nothing among you except Christ and Him crucified.
我定义在你们的里面什么都不知道，只知道耶稣并他钉十字架。
Only the working of the cross.
只有十字架的工作。
Can solve the problem of division.
可以解决教会里纷争的问题。
Whenever there is division in the church.
任何时候教会里有纷争的时候。
Each and every one of us, you need to come to the cross of Christ.
我们每个人都要来到基督十字架前。
Deal with the problem of division.
让我们来解决我们纷争的问题。
Through His death.
藉着他的死
We put an end to the division.
我们就可以把我们纷争的问题解决
Through his resurrection,
藉着他的复活
We care only one thing, only the oneness of the body of Christ.
就在基督里合而为一成为一个身体
How about concerning adultery, fornication?
那现在我们要说的淫乱该怎么样对待呢
All this is the lust of the flesh.
这全都是肉体的情欲
To such an extent, there's so-called homosexuality.
现在对于同性来
How do you solve this problem?
你怎样解决这个问题
Through the cross of Christ.
只有藉着十字架
Each and every one of us should determine.
我们每个人都要立定心志
should admit.
必须要承认
There is a lust in our body.
在我们的里面有一个肉体的情欲
And it needs to be put to an end.
一定要置于死地
And how do you deal with this problem?
我们怎么样解决这个问题呢
Through the cross of Christ.
只有藉着神的十字架
And through his resurrection.
藉着他的复活
We only have one desire.
我们只有一个目标心愿
His loving self.
就是
他爱的自己
就是他可爱的自己
How about the matter of a brother bring another brother to court?
那我们有 弟兄把弟兄送到法庭
上的事情。What is this?
这是什么样的问题？
A problem of selfishness.
就是自私的问题。
We don't want to suffer loss.
我们不想损失。
It needs to be put to an end.
我们这种想法一定要置于死地。
Through the Christ.
急着基督的十字架。
And through His resurrection.
急着他的复活。
We don't care of our loss.
不去再计较自己的。
We only want to gain this brother back.
我们是问题是要得到我们的弟兄。
That's why brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
We need the working of the cross.
我们必须要十字架的工作。
That through this we are transformed from glory to glory.
只有这样我们才能荣上加荣。
And not only that.
不仅这样。
Through this cross of Christ.
执着十字架的工作。
We are preparing ourselves for His coming back.
我们来准备他的再来。
It says here for the end of all things is at hand.
因为这里经节上说万物的结局近了。
Today what should we do?
今天我们要做什么呢？
You know, because Jesus Christ is coming back.
因为基督耶稣会再来。
One time I was reading an article.
那有一天我在读一篇文章。
It is a report concerning they have found oil in Israel.
就是讲到他们在以色列有一个大的发现。
This oil was found in between the boundary of Israel and Syria.
在叙利亚和以色列之间发现了石油。石油。
Whatever oil is that. Okay. Nevertheless, they found oil.
不管怎么说，他们找着了石油。
You know what? Every day, the nation of Israel is using 270,000 barrels of oil every day.
不管怎么样，以色列居民每天要用2750桶的石油。
And they need to buy oil from the Arab neighboring nation.
他要从阿拉伯人周遭的国家里面来买。
And since they found oil,
他们自从找着石油之后，
they will be self-sufficient.
他们就可以自给自足。
You know, every time you dig oil,
每次你来挖油的时候，
the average is like 20 to 30 meters level of oil.
你每次挖油的结局就是要挖到20米到30米深才能挖到油。
I'm not a geologist, okay?
我不是地质学家。
But according to the average, it's 20 to 30 meters of the thickness of the oil.
那通常来说是到20到30米之间。
But you know how much did the oil, they found oil in Israel?
你知道在以色列他们找着油的厚度吗？
More than 300 meters deep.
还比300米还要深。
In other words, they are self-sufficient.
换句话来说，他们自给自足。
It, on the one hand, it's good news.
从一方面来说，这是个很好的消息。
But on the other hand, it is a sign of His coming back.
另外一方面，这就是神要再来的一个表象。
A lot of you know the Revelation says we should be careful of the shortness of the oil and the wine.
因为在启示录里面讲到，我们要特别小心，之后我们会来缺少油和酒。
So everybody, including the Arab nation, is looking for that oil.
全世界都在寻求，甚至那些阿拉伯国家都在寻求这些油。
Russia is looking for that oil.
俄罗斯也在寻求油。
And sooner or later, there will be war.
不管怎么样，都会消耗尽。
And you know what? Jesus Christ is coming back.
你知道吗？耶稣马上就要再来。
Therefore, we need to prepare ourselves.
因此，我们要准备好。
You know, a lot of us wants to determine when the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back.
有许多的人想要决定耶稣回来的时间。
But Matthew chapter 24 verse 36 says.
但是马太福音24章36节讲到。
No one knows about it.
没有知道。
Even angels doesn't know about it.
天使不知道。
Only the Father knows about it.
只有父知道。
In other words, it's a deeply kept secret.
换句话说，这是一个奥秘。
Yet in Matthew chapter 16 verse 1 to 3 it says.
但是马太福音16章第1到第6节讲到。
But the Pharisee is seeking for a sign.
当法利赛人想要寻求一个异象。
The Lord rebuked the Pharisees.
主就来责备法利赛人。
He said, in the evening you see the sky is red, you know it's a fair night.
当你看到晚上的时候天发红，你就知道是一个好的天气。
And when you see in the morning, you said it's a foul day because the sky is red and it's lowering.
当你早晨的时候看到天发红又发黑，你就说天会有风雨。
You said, oh hypocrites.
你就说这些法利赛人。
You can read and discern the face of the sky. Can't you not discern the signs of the time?
你们知道分辨天上的气色，到不能分辨这时候的神迹。
We know when the Lord Jesus is coming back.
我们不知道神什么时候回来。
But we need to be aware of the time is coming back.
必须要特别预备好。
And we're aware of His coming back.
我们意识到他会再来。
We need to prepare ourselves.
我们要把自己预备好。
No, it says here in verse 7.
这里面第七节讲到
But the end of all things is at hand, be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
这是第七节讲到万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
A lot of times we are so excited of the Lord Jesus is coming back.
那我们许多时候就非常的激动，因为我们的主会再来。
You know, one time when I was young, I heard the Lord Jesus is coming back. That's the first time I heard.
当我小的时候，我第一次听到主耶稣会再来的时候、
oh, I was so excited.
我真的非常激动。
I told my mom, I don't need to study anymore.
我告诉我的妈妈，我再也不用学习了。
Because the Lord Jesus is coming back.
因为主耶稣会再来了。
But it's need of education.
我不需要再教育了。
But the Bible tells us we need to be sober.
但是圣经上说我们要谨慎自守。
But don't react.
不、
overreact.
不要过度的来行动。
But don't be too impulsive.
不要太的唐突的行动。
Rather, we should live as God intends us to live.
需要照着神的心意来过生活。
But the thing is, he said, watch unto prayer.
在这里面还讲到警醒祷告。
On the one hand, we need to what? To be sober.
一方面我们要谨慎自守。
That we need to watch unto prayer.
还有我们就要警醒祷告。
In other words, we need to walk by the Spirit.
换句话说，我们要在圣灵的光中。
Every time we does not walk according to the Spirit.
任何情况我们照着 圣灵的行的时候
we do things that is not honorable before God.
如果我们不照着圣灵的行的话我们做的事情就不荣耀神
I heard a story that goes this way.
我听到一个故事说
A sister who loves the Lord she is touched by the message of the Lord is coming back.
有一个姊妹她听到主再来的这个信息的时候她就非常的感动
So she told her unbelieving husband
她告诉她不幸的丈夫
That the Lord spoke to me that he is coming back
她说主告诉我他会再来
So I will leave you here
我会把你留在这
儿 I will go to the mountains for that day he is coming back
我会到山上去因为这一天他会回来
And what date he is coming back
那什么日子他会回来呢
But the thing is that day appeared and the Lord didn't come back
但是那天来了可是主没有回来
And her choice is go back to her husband
她的选择就是再回到她的丈夫那儿。
This is embarrassing.
这是很不好的一件事情。
Today we need to glorify God through our works.
今天我们要急着我们自己所事来荣耀神。
But because we are not sober enough.
但是因为我们不谨慎自守。
We do not walk according to the Spirit.
我们不照着圣灵的光行事。
Rather we walk according to the flesh.
我们却照着自己的肉体行事。
We do a lot of things that glorify God.
我们做了许多事情都不能使主得荣耀。
Today we need to be those people who walk according to the Spirit.
我们今天要做来遵循圣灵教导来荣耀神的一群人。
And verse 8 says.
第八节说。
And above all things,Have fervent love among yourselves.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
We need to have fervent love.
我们必须要切实相爱。
You know, fervent love, in this fervent, the word fervent in the Greek means going to reach out.
这里面的切实相爱，这个切实这个词，在希腊语当中是你伸出去的，主动的。
There is action.
这有一个行动的。
There is aggressiveness.
是有一个要出击的。
Well, that's willingness to reach out.
是愿意来去伸出手来的那种爱。
Today, brothers and sisters, as Christians,
今天我们弟兄姊妹们，我们作为基督徒，
we need to reach out to other people.
我们必须要能够去波及到别人，影响到别人。
This love is not just something that you put in your glass case and you know admire.
这个爱不是让你放在玻璃瓶里去瞻仰欣赏的爱。
This love is to be used by us.
这个爱是需要被我们使用的爱。
We need to reach out.
我们必须要去能够影响别人。
Isn't our Lord Jesus is the best example?
我们的主耶稣难道不是最好的例子吗？
We cannot come to him.
我们难道不能到他面前吗？
But he came to us.
我们没有到他面前，但是他却降卑为人。
Every time I spoke about this reaching out, I always remember of the Samaritan woman.
我每次要讲到这个降卑的爱的时候，我只都要想到撒玛利亚的妇人。
You know, the Lord purposely went to Samaria.
你知道吗？主耶稣特地到撒玛利亚去。
You know, when we look at the map of Israel.
当我们看以色列的地图的时候
，In between the southern part of Israel and the northern part of Israel is Samaria.
在以色列的北边和南边之间是撒玛利亚。
So in the shortest route is to go through Samaria to go to the northern part.
如果想要到北边的话，最短的途径就是要到途经撒玛利亚。
Yet the Jewish people will never do that.
但是犹太人却从来不这样做。
Because they feel the Samaritan people are half-breed.
因为他们觉得撒玛利亚人是不纯种的以色列人。
They are Jewish people mixed with the Gentiles.
他们是以色列人与外邦人。 混杂婚姻的结果。
So the Jewish people look down at the Samaritans.
所以犹太人来轻视撒玛利亚人。
And the Samaritans hate them for looking down at them.
撒玛利亚人同时痛恨以色列人来轻视他们。
So every time they journey, they will go around Samaria to go to the northern part of Israel.
所以以色列人要到北边的时候，他们都要绕过撒城。
But thank God.
但是感谢主,
Our Lord Jesus knew around Samaria.
但是主耶稣还不绕过撒玛利亚城。
He went to Samaria to meet that Samaritan woman.
他到了撒玛利亚境界去遇见撒玛利亚的那个妇人。
That's why the Samaritan woman was so surprised.
这个撒玛利亚的妇人是如此的惊奇。
In other words, why are you here?
他说为什么你会在这里？
Why are you even talking to me?
你为什么会跟我讲话？
Today our Lord Jesus is just like that.
今天我们的主耶稣就是这样。
Oh, we are rejected.
我们是被弃绝的。
We are sinful.
我们是充满罪的,
but God came to us.
但是神却,
praise the Lord for coming to us.
感谢主他来救我,
oh, today, our, this is what we call fervent love.
这个才是真正的, 这个切实相爱,
willing to reach out.
就是愿意来降杯,
and secondly,
去影响, 第二点,
what is fervent love?
什么是切实的相爱?
Willing to take an extra mile.
就是愿意来多走一个一里路的爱。
As a brother is seeking to have naked and you need to even the clothing.
当弟兄姊妹们想要彼此,
if he's called, they need a clothing.
如果他要, can you repeat the whole sentence?
If a brother is so cold and he needs some clothing,
如果一个弟兄他冷了，他需要衣服。
Not only you give him your inner clothing, even your outward clothing.
你不仅把里衣给他，而且把外衣给他。
This is going through an extra mile.
这才叫多走一里路的爱。
You know, this is what happened to in John chapter 21.
这个就在约翰福音第21章当中讲到。
You know, all the disciples, when the Lord was arrested, they all ran away.
当基督被 被逮捕的被抓起的时候，所有的门徒都四散了。
And even Peter denied the Lord 3 times.
甚至彼得都3次否认主的名。
But on John chapter 21.
在约翰福音21章。
Not only the Lord went to them.
不仅耶稣去寻找他们。
And prepared breakfast for them.
为他们预备早餐。
This is what we call going an extra mile.
这是我们所说的多走一里路的爱。
And more than that.
不仅如此。
He asked Peter, "Do you love me more than this?"
他爱彼得，你爱过这些吗？
There is no spirit of condemnation.
在里面没有定罪。
There is all this of what? Of forgiveness.
却是饶恕的爱。
If I would have the Lord Jesus, if I am the Lord Jesus,
如果我是耶稣,
well, to prepare a breakfast is more than enough.
我为他们准备早餐就已经足够了。
And if I met Peter, I would give him a little scolding.
我要遇到彼得的话, 我一定要斥责他一下。
At least remind him what he did.
要提醒他对我所做的事情。
But you know, the Lord Jesus never said anything concerning that past.
但是耶稣却从来没有讲到他这一次，他这他的这个经历。
Rather, do you love me more than this?
他却说，你爱我超过这些吗？
Brothers and sisters, this is going an extra mile.
弟兄姊妹们，这是超过一里路的爱。
Today, brothers and sisters, a lot of times we felt like, are we doing more than we need to do?
弟兄姊妹们，我们时常就会问自己，我们所做的超过我们需要做的吗？
But fervent love is going an extra mile.
但是切实相爱是要超过我们所需要做的。Number
three.
第三点。
Loving, fervent love is responding.
切实相爱是一个的爱。
When God loves us,
当神爱我们的时候,
then we love back.
我们要回应, 我们也爱他。
The Bible tells us we love him because he first loved us.
我们圣经上告诉我们, 我们爱他是因为他先爱了我们。
Today, have we ever responded to the love of God?
今天我们有没有来回应神对我们的爱?
Let me use that Mary as an example.
让我来用玛利亚做一个例子。
Yes, the Lord forgiven her for his adulterous act.
是的，主是 饶恕了她淫乱的罪。
Yet that day,
但是那一天,
she came with that alabaster box.
她来的时候带了一玉瓶香膏。
She started weeping.
她开始哭泣。
I believe that weeping is out of gratefulness.
我相信她的哭泣是因着她非常的感恩。
The tears are so much, he used her tears to wash Jesus' feet.
她流了这么多的眼泪，她的眼泪可以来洗耶稣的脚。
She used her hair to wipe Jesus' feet.
她用她的头发来擦她的脚。Maybe
we know that the woman's hair is their glory.
我们知道女人的头，妇人的头发是她们的荣耀。
In other words, if Mary used her hair to Jesus' feet, there is no more glory.
换句话说，如果用她的头发来擦耶稣的脚，对她来说是没有荣耀。
People will face this much.
那人们就会说这个也太过分了。
But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, loving the Lord is never too much.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我要告诉你，来爱主是从来没有过分的时候。
Sometimes we feel like, am I giving too much time?
有的时候我们想，是不是我们给花了太多的时间
？Brothers and sisters, if we give all our time, it's still not yet too much.
弟兄姊妹们，我要告诉你们，即使我们给所有的时间，也不会过分。
And he even broke that alabaster box.
他甚至把这个玉瓶也打破。
You know, a lot of brothers through the ages, through the decades, had a lot of explanation concerning breaking the alabaster box.
即使这么多年过去了，这么历世历代，有许多关于他打破玉瓶的这个解释。
But whenever I saw the alabaster box being broken,
但是每当我看到这个玉瓶被打碎这个事实的时候
there's only one indication.
只有一个暗示。
Mary doesn't want anything for herself, he wants everything for the Lord.
玛利亚从来不留一件为自己，她要把所有的都倾倒给耶稣。
Not even a drop.
没有一滴留给自己。
In other words, I want nothing for myself. I want everything for the Lord.
换句话说，我不要留给自己任何一丁点的东西，而是把所有给耶稣。
Yeah, a lot of times we try to keep something for ourselves.
我们经常要给自己保留一点。
And one more thing, she broke that alabaster box.
还有一件事情就是她把玉瓶打碎。
If it were me, I would pour everything and keep that alabaster box.
如果是我的话，我可能会把香膏来倒出来，但是我把玉瓶留着。
Yeah, I would say keep this as a remembrance.
我就想我会把这个玉瓶来留作纪念。
Every time I see that alabaster box,
我每次看到这个玉瓶的时候
I will remind me what I did for the Lord.
我会提醒我自己我为耶稣做了什么。
But Mary doesn't even want that.
但是玛利亚甚至不愿意这样做。
I don't even want to be remembered what I did for the Lord.
她甚至不愿被记住她对基督做了些什么。
She doesn't want to be remembered.
她不愿意被留名。
But God remembered it.
但是神却记住了她。
Every time the gospel is preached,
当福音被传广的时候
what the women did withalways be mentioned.
这个女人所做的一切事情都会被传扬出去。感谢主。
Loving the Lord is never too much.
爱主是从来没有过分的时候。
But the thing is, respond to the love of God.
但是我们要对神的爱有回应。
Not only that, she responds quickly.
不仅要死，而且我们要快快的回应。
She knows one thing.
她知道一件事情。
If I didn't do it now,
如果我现在不赶快做的话
it will be too late.
也许就会太迟了。
And indeed, she did it.
他就立刻就做
Because we all know,
但是我们都知道
After that action was taken,
当他做了这个行动之后
the Lord was arrested, the Lord was crucified.
基督被逮捕了之后他被钉十字架
But indeed, a lot of women brought a lot of ointment for the burial of the Lord.
是的许多的妇人都带着香膏来高抹基督
But the Lord is dead already.
但是神已经死了
The Lord cannot enjoy that sweet savor.
我们主已经不能再享受那个玉瓶香膏的香味儿。
If we love the Lord,
如果我们爱主
it is now.
是现在。
You know, there's a story.
有一个故事。
There is a wrestler.
有一个拳击摔跤的人。
Now, he always liked to go outside.
他愿意到其他的地方。
And every time her mom wants to talk to him,
他每次他的妈妈想要跟他讲话的时候
Oh, mom, I'm busy.
他说妈妈我很忙。
He came home very late.
有一天他回家的时候很晚。
And he saw that her mom's room is still, the light still on.
他母亲的屋子里面的灯还是开着的。
And he said, oh my mother's still there.
他说哦、oh, 我的妈妈怎么还醒着在等着我呢
So he opens the door.
他就打开门。
And the mom was there to welcome him.
他的妈妈在那里来迎接他。
And the mom said, can I have a word with you?
他妈妈说：“我可以跟你讲句话吗
？”Instead of talking to his mom, her mom, he said, "Mom, I'm too busy. Stop bugging me." And he slammed the door.
他就把门摔了一下之前，他就对他的妈妈说：“我非常的忙，我哪有空跟你讲话
？”Then the next day he went back. He went to Japan because there is a wrestling match.
到第二天的时候，他到日本去参加一个摔跤的比赛。
While he is in his dress room preparing.
在他还在自己的更衣室里面准备的时候
If somebody came and said there's an emergent call, emergency.
有人来就告诉他有一个紧急的电话他要接
You need to go and answer the line.
你必须要赶快去来接这个电话
And he said, what is so urgent that I need to answer it now?
他说我为什么要这有什么着急的我为什么要现在去接这个电话
The person said, because your mother passed away.
他说因为你的妈逝了
Oh, he cried.
他就大哭。
He said, I would have talked to my mom.
我本来是可以有机会跟我的妈妈讲话。
The only one decided to talk to me.
他总是要跟我讲话。
And yet I slammed the door.
但是我却把门甩了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
if we love the Lord, it is now.
如果我们爱主就是现在。
Don't say, oh, I have seen a lot.
不是说我已经看了许多，经历许多。
You might think that you had a future.
你也许认为你会有明天。
But future is not in your hand.
但是明天不掌握在你的手里。
Yet today we still have the chance to love the Lord. We need to love Him now.
今天当我们还有机会的时候，让我们从现在起就来爱主。
We need to love those people around us.
我们来要爱那些我们周围的人。
Let me speak to these young people.
让我告诉这些年轻人。
And a lot of times we feel so busy.
我们时常觉得自己真的很忙。
Or we feel that our parents are just like a nuisance to us.
我们是不是觉得父母亲很烦人
we felt like they are too controlling
他们总是来管我们
Oh, they are all invading my privacy
他总是来侵犯我的隐私
Let me tell you
让我告诉你
Your parents
你的父母亲爱你
It's because they love you They want to, you know, to be concerned of each and every action you make
他们之所以爱你关心你他们想要知道你所做的决定和行为
I see sometimes young people will just give a cold shoulder to their parents
他们有的时候孩子们却以非常冷淡的态度来对待他们的父母。
Sometimes they become so disrespectful.
他们有的时候就会很不尊重。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you.
弟兄姊妹们，让我告诉你。
Your parents love you.
你的父母亲爱你。
If you are a Christian,
如果你是基督徒
you need to love back.
你需要以你的爱回
应。You don't know how long will parents be with you.
你不知道你会与你的父母亲要待一起生活多久。
If by God's grace, he will continue on to live long, thank God.
如果照着神的恩典，你的父母一直这样活下去跟你居住在一起这样太好了
Yet my point is this.
但是我的目的是这样的
If we love the Lord,
如果我们要爱主的话
If we love the brothers and sisters,
如果我们要爱弟兄姊妹的话
It is not,
是现在
we need to respond quickly.
我们要快快的回应爱
Number three,
第三点
we need to respond the people is nearest us.
我们需要对我们亲近的人先回应
A lot of times we try to love the brothers and sisters that is outside of us.
有许多的时候我们想要帮助我们周围的人
this brother need this that brother need that
这个弟兄有这样的需要那个弟兄需要那样的服
侍 I need to say make a phone call to that sister
我需要跟那个姊妹打一个电话
I need to say how are you
我需要告诉你好吗
but how about your wife
但是你的妻子呢
a lot of times those people nearest us are the person we neglect
时常与我们亲近的人我们经常的忽视他们
this is exactly what Judas said
这就是犹大所说的。
When he saw that the Mary was broken that alabaster box.
当他看到玛利亚打破玉瓶香膏的时候。
He said, why a waste?
他说为什么要浪费呢
？You can sell that alabaster box with the perfume for 300 pence.
你可以把这一瓶香膏去卖很多的钱。
And give them to the poor.
然后把它分给穷人。
Yes, there is the poor.
是有穷人。
I don't mean to say the poor doesn't need the money.
我可没有说穷人不需要周济。
But at that point.
但是这一刻
The Lord needs that.
我们的主耶稣需要
He needs that anointing oil.
他需要这个膏抹的油
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times in our Christian life,
弟兄姊妹们在许多我们基督徒的生活当中
We pay attention to other brothers and sisters except your wife.
我们去给周遭的人太多的这些注意力却忽视了我们周围的像我们的妻子
Except our husband.
我们的丈夫
Your parents.
你的父母亲
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we neglect them.
弟兄姊妹们，我们许多的时候都来忽视了他们。
How about let's turn our attitude around?
让我们来回转我们的态度。
When you go home,
当你回家的时候
，Tell your wife, I love you so much.
你告诉他妻子，我真的非常的爱你。
You know, after so many years of serving us, I love you and I appreciate you.
这么多年你来服侍我，我爱你，我真的是非常感谢你。
How about you, young people?
你们这些年轻人
，When you go home,
当你回家的时候
，Tell your mom.
告诉你的
父母
妈妈，告诉爸爸。
Today, mom, I can be like this all because of you.
今天成为这样的人，全是因为你。
Thank you for you know being so strict to me, Dad.
谢谢你是严格要求我。
I wouldn't have been this without your discipline.
如果你没有管教我的话，我不会有今天的。
I tell you,
我告诉你。
You just don't know how comforting that word is.
你不知道你的话语是多么的能够安慰人。
Today, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we need to respond.
我们必须要回应。
We need to respond without counting the cost.
我们回应的时候不要计算得失。
We need to respond to the person nearest us.
我们需要来对我们最亲的人回应。
We need to respond as soon as possible.
我们必须越快越好的来回应。
And not only that,
不仅如此
not only fervent love is reaching out.
不仅是切实的爱是要来去影响别人的爱
Not only this fervent love is going an extra mile
不仅这个爱是要多走一里路的爱
Not only a fervent love is trying to respond
不仅这个切实的爱是要回应的爱
A fervent love is to make a decision
这个切实的爱是做一个决定
You know, when young people are courting one
当原来
谈恋爱
谈恋爱的时候
This is what we call romance.
这个就是浪漫。
But when you got married,
当你结婚的时候
the Bible tells us,
圣经上告诉我们
Husband, love your wife.
丈夫请你爱你们的妻子。
Why?
为什么呢
Is there love already when you are courting your sister?
你们彼此相爱的时候难道他没有爱你吗
But after you get married,
但是你结婚了之后
all the negative things start to pop up.
所有的这些负面的软弱都出现了。
That's why, what is fervent love?
什么叫切实相爱呢
To make a decision.
就是做一个决定。
We need to make a decision to love our wife.
我们要做一个决定来爱我们的妻子。
We need to make a decision to love the brothers and sisters.
我们要下定决心爱我们的弟兄姊妹
there is no doubt if people love us, we love back.
当然了，却毫毋庸置疑，别人爱我们，我们会爱别人。
Some brothers and sisters are really lovable.
有些弟兄姊妹真的可爱。
But some brothers and sisters are not that lovable.
但是有些弟兄姊妹们不那么可爱。
And when they go from this door, you want to go from that.
如果有的时候他们从这个门进来的时候，你就想绕过他，从另外一个门。
It seems that when you saw her or his face, there is a big P there.
当你看到他的脸的时候，你就真的不想遇见他。
You see this P called problem.
你看到这个字母一个 P， 就是你跟他真的有问题，有见解。
But fervent love is to make a decision.
但是这个切实的爱就是做一个选择。
Did God make a decision to love us? Yes, He did.
神有没有做一个决定来爱我们？是的，他真的决定
了。We are a group of people not lovable.
我们是一群不可爱的人。
We are sinful.
我们充满了罪。
We rebel against him.
我们悖逆。
But thank God, he decided. He made a decision to love us with an everlasting love.
他下定决心以永远的爱爱了我们。
Oh, praise God.
感谢主。
Let us practice this love in us.
让我们来练习操练这个爱。
And it says here, and love shall cover a multitude of sins.
这上面说爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Don't have a wrong understanding.
千万不要误解这句话。
If there is love, then we just turn a blind eye towards it. No, it's not.
说如果有罪的话，我们就转去不看。
What is to love cover a multitude of sins?
什么叫爱能遮掩许多的罪呢
？Which means to say we need an allowance.
换句话说，我们就是要有恩典。
We need to give some space.
我们要有一些距离。
Isn't it what the father of the prodigal son did?
这个难道不是父和浪子之间的故事吗
？When the prodigal son went out from the presence of his father.
当这个浪子他远离父亲的时候
，He did all the kind of sinful things.
他做了许多错的决定，犯了许多罪。但是父做了什么呢
？The father what wait for his son to come back.
他是。来等待儿子归回。
Every day he waited for his son to come back.
他每天在等待儿子归回。
That's why when the Bible says when he is coming, when he see him afar off.
所以在圣经上说，他远远的看见儿子的时候。
The father ran.
他就跑了过去。
This is what we call when he saw the son repenting.
所以他就说，看到儿子来悔改的时候。
He forgive him all his sins.
他就饶恕了他的罪。
You know when the son was trying to tell the father.
当儿子想要告诉父亲
Father, I've sinned against heaven, against earth.
我犯罪得罪了天，也得罪了地。
I have no right to be called your son anymore.
我不配做你的儿子。
You know, the son prepared a speech.
这个儿子其实准备了一个演讲。
Hoping that the father will receive him.
希望真的真心希望父亲能够接纳他。
But even before the son finished his speech.
但是在儿子来做完他所要说的话之前
，The father said, "Get the best robe."
父亲就说拿来最好的袍子
Get the fatted calf.
取最好的羊牛
This is what we call love cover a multitude of sins.
这个就是爱能遮掩许多的罪
Sometimes brothers and sisters might have you know, offended us.
有的时候弟兄姊妹们得罪了我们
Don't get angry immediately.
不要立刻就生气
Don't condemn.
不要去来咒诅他们
yeah,
说他们不好
We need to what? Wait and pray.
我们需要来等待
Pray for them.
为他们祷告
Hoping that one day they will turn around.
希望有一天他会回转
And when they turn around,
当他回转
we start to forgive.
我们就能够饶恕
This is what we call love cover a multitude of sins.
这就是我们说的爱能遮掩
And lastly it says
最后一点说到
Use hospitality one to another.
互相款待
This hospitality
这里所说的款待
In the Greek word there are two.
在希腊语其中是两个词
Make phileo senior.
是两个词 ，phileo senior。
phileo means love。
phileo 是爱的意思。
senior means stranger。
senior 意思是陌生人。
In other words, we need not only to love those who we knew。
不仅我们要爱我们认识的人。
And also love those who we don't know。
而且要 爱那些陌生的人，我们不认识的人。
A lot of times when in the meeting when there are a lot of you know people which we do not know.
当我们在聚会的时候，有许多我们不认识的人。
We need to reach out.
我们一定要去主动跟他们打招呼。
Say hello.
对他们说你好。
You know when we first time we came to Houston.
我们刚来到休斯顿的时候。
You know Brother Wei make a very good example.
温弟兄就做了魏弟兄就很好的例子。
She came to us.
他来到我们面前。
Brother, what's your name?
他说：“弟兄你好，你叫什么名
？”Where do you live?
你住在哪里
？Then afterwards, he said, "I want to visit you."
他之后就会说：“我会拜访你。
”This is love towards strangers.
这是对陌生人的爱。
Now, one time, me and my mom went to the supermarket.
有一天，我和我的母亲到商店买东西。
And when we came out, it started to rain, and we are not prepared for that.
突然一下，当我们出来的时候，一下暴降骤雨，我们没有做好准备。
So I tried my best to use all kinds of things with me to try to cover my mom.
我就尽我所能的把我所有的东西来遮盖我的母亲。
Suddenly, a sister came from.
突然就在这时候，有一个姊妹来了。
The sister brought an umbrella and started to cover us.
她用她的雨伞来遮盖我们。
And I don't really know the name of the sister.
我真的不知道这个姊妹的名字。
And this is one of my weak points.
这是我的一个弱点。
I don't know. I'm not very good at remembering people's name.
我实在是不擅长来记住别人的名字。
I don't know her. She doesn't know me.
我不认识她，她也不认识我。
But there is what love out of a pure heart.
但是一个纯洁的爱。
There's a love, what to love even those people we do not know.
就是爱那些陌生、认识人的爱。
Brothers, sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
If we have this fervent love,
当我们有切实的爱的时候
，then we prepare ourselves for the Lord's coming back.
我们就会准备好神的再来。
And through this fervent love,
藉着这个切实相爱
，people glorify God because of us.
人们就因着我们的行为来给神荣耀。
Now people said, you might say, I want to have this fervent love.
你可以说我真的想有这种切实的爱。
But I just don't have the power to love them.
但是我真的没有能力去爱。
You know, verse 17 says.
这个十七节说到。
Verse 10 says.
第十节说到。
Chapter 4 verse 10. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。做神百般恩赐的好管家。
What does this gift mean?
这个里面讲的恩赐是什么
？In this week, there's another two words comprised of this word gift.
在这个词儿恩赐在希腊语当中也是两个词儿。
So charis,
是两个词儿 ，charis 和 mon。
Charis means grace.
Charis 就是恩典。
Mon means the grace.
Mon 就是恩典的结局。
When the Lord demands us to love.
当神让我们爱的时候
gave,
要求我们爱 sorry,
God gave us the supply to love one another.
当神要求我们的爱的时候他们给我们这个爱的能力
God gave us a capital,
他给我们一个就是大写的
to love one another.
就彼此相爱
what is this gift?
这个恩赐是什么呢
what is the result of this grace?
这个恩典的结果是什么呢
love out of a pure heart.
就是以纯洁的心彼此相爱。
When the Lord is coming back,
当神来的时候
，There's really a lot of things that confuse us.
会有许多的事情来搅扰我们，困惑我们。
Causing us sometimes to be discouraged.
让我们就会觉得受挫、沮丧。
But thank God.
感谢主。
We have the love out of a pure heart.
我们如果有这种纯洁的爱
，We have this grace that is within us.
我们有这个恩典在我们的里面。
That we can love one another.
我们就会彼此相爱。
And how do we love one another?
我们怎么才能彼此相爱呢
？Verse 11 says, "If any man speak, let him speak of the oracles of God."
第十一节说，若有人讲道，要按着神的圣言讲。
To supply one another with the word of God.
我们彼此以神的圣言来彼此供给。
Sometimes a sister or brother B is so discouraged.
有的时候，弟兄姊妹们软弱的时候
，Oh, because of what is whatever is happening around them,
是他们生活上的一些受挫。
How do you minister to them?
那你怎么来帮助服侍他们呢
？We need the oracles of God.
我们需要神的圣言。
We need to use the word of God, the Bible.
我们需要这个圣经上所讲的这些话语。
To encourage them to go on.
来鼓励弟兄姊妹们往前行。第二点
，We need to minister them through our works.
我们要藉着我们的侍奉来服侍他们。
In other words, our love is not only love out of in words, but also in deed.
换句话说，我们的爱不是我们言语上的爱，而是我们确实实际的爱。
If people see our works,
当时人们看见我们的好行为的时候
，then they come back to Christ.
他们就会来到基督，来归向基督。
Brothers and sisters, what is the difference between a house and a home?
弟兄姊妹们，一个房子和家的区别是什么呢
？It's all the same thing. It's all structures.
那都是一样的，是一样的结构。
But there's a difference.
但是有一个区别。
There's a people in the house.
在房子里面会有人。
That's what? Share the love of Christ.
互相的来 来分享神的爱。
The love between one another is overflowing.
这个彼此的爱就能够流传出去。
Let people feel that they are wanted.
就让人感觉他们是真的是被需要的。
Oh, they are welcome.
他们是受欢迎的。
That house became a home.
这个房子就变成了一个家。
Do you want the Church of God to grow in number?
你需要我们的教会人数增加吗？
We need this fervent love.
我们需要这个切实相爱。
Not only talking, outward talking.
不光是在外面讲一讲而已。
But in our words, in our living, we all let this love overflow.
让我们的在我们的生活和行为上都能够把我们的爱表露出去。
No, every time I come here, I like it.
我每次来的时候，我都非常的喜欢。
Sometimes after the meeting, some of the sisters will bring a lot of fresh vegetables out of their garden.
有许多的姊妹就从他们后院里面种的新鲜的蔬菜来送给我。
Don't get me wrong, I'm not asking for vegetables.
不要误解我，我不是想要大家送给我的蔬菜。
Whenever we receive this vegetable, it's extremely sweet for me.
当我每次收到蔬菜的时候，我觉得非常的甜。
It is out of love that this thing is coming out.
是。既出于爱，所以他们才送给我们。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
We need to do this one to another.
我们要彼此相爱。
And if we do that,
如果我们这样做的时候，
we're preparing our hearts for the Lord's coming back.
我们就准备好了来迎接主的再来。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
Yes, we are going through a lot of trials now.
是的，我们现在这个世代里经历许多的试炼。
And sometimes we cannot even control it.
有许多时候我们是没有办法控制的，
But with the love of God,
但是极致神的爱
we can overcome.
我们可以超过得胜。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, thank you for this morning.
主啊，谢谢你这个早晨。
May you once again use your love to captivate our hearts.
求你用你的爱来激励我们。
That we will love you with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength.
我们可以尽心尽意尽力来爱主我们的神。
And we use this fervent love to love one another.
我们也用这个切实的爱来彼此相爱。
Lord, help us.
主愿你恩待我们。
Continue to speak in our hearts.
继续对我们心里讲话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督的名， Amen.